Last week, we brought you a report about the San Joaquin Valley's recent bout of smoggy air, which in Bakersfield was the longest consecutive episode of unhealthy PM2.5 levels in decades. So we wanted to know, what are the consequences of air pollution on our health? Health centers across the valley reported an uptick in cases related to asthma attacks and other respiratory flare-ups, but a new research paper published earlier this month explores longer-term impacts of air pollution exposure, namely how it can affect our DNA and in turn our immune system function. It's the latest study to come out of a huge research initiative called the Children's Health and Air Pollution Study, or CHAPS, which involves researchers at UC Berkeley, UCSF, Stanford, UCSF Fresno, and Fresno State. In the last few years, CHAPS researchers have enrolled hundreds of kids in Fresno from birth into teenagehood with the goal of tracking their health and environmental exposures over many years. FM89's Carrie Klein recently spoke with Dr. John Balmes, a pulmonary physician and environmental health researcher with the University of California, about this latest study, which finds a link between exposure to some air pollutants and reduced function of the immune system.
So this recent paper involved taking blood samples from about 190 kids, one-third of whom were asthmatic and two-thirds non-asthmatic. And, you know, first we looked to see if there are any differences between the asthmatic kids and the non-asthmatic kids with regard to markers of immune function. And there were. So asthma, as we knew from previous work, is associated with some abnormal immune function. And then we looked to see if air pollution particularly was associated with some of these abnormalities that we see in asthmatics compared to the non-asthmatics, and it was. So if you have asthma, your immune system's a little bit different, and if you're exposed to air pollution, that heightens some of the abnormalities that are associated with asthma.
And this particular study focused on a number of specific components of air pollution, namely nitrous oxides, carbon monoxide, and PM2.5. And you found that these pollutants can actually make their way into the body, tweak how genes are expressed, and actually weaken the function of the immune system, correct?
That's sort of right. So we had previously shown that another component of air pollution, PAHs, which are produced whenever carbon-based material burns. So that could be wood, that could be gasoline, it could be diesel. And those PAHs were associated with abnormal immune function and changes to our DNA, to our genes. With this study, we looked at other pollutants, the more common pollutants. PAHs aren't measured by the EPA. They're not regulated. That was part of our research work. The pollutants we studied in this paper are the regular pollutants that EPA monitors, nitrogen oxides, carbon monoxide, and then fine particulate soot. And there's been especially a lot of fine particulate in the Central Valley lately. So I'm sure your listeners will appreciate that. And we, in fact, found the same kind of relationship with this marker of immune function, these genetic changes, with exposure to these regular air pollutants, if you will, as we saw previously with our PAHs.
Now, I noticed that you keep using the word associated with, that these pollutants are associated with weakened immune function or abnormal immune function. Is it too soon to really use the word cause here?
Yes, it probably is. It's a rule with regard to these population-based studies, which aren't experiments, that one should use the word association rather than cause. If enough studies come out and show the same thing, we can start saying cause. So, for example, I feel comfortable saying that fine particulate exposure, PM2.5, causes cardiovascular adverse health effects. Because there are literally hundreds of studies that have shown this. With regard to these changes in our DNA related to air pollution and asthma, there's only a few studies of which we've contributed the bulk of the work, that have shown this, so we don't feel comfortable saying cause yet. But we now have three studies that have shown basically the same thing, and there's another group in Cincinnati which showed that diesel exhaust exposure was associated with these changes in the DNA. So we're starting to feel like it's a real association, that there it may be causal, but I think it is a bit early to say that for sure.
And so, you know, if we scope out a little bit and talk more broadly about just the field of air pollution research and health, you know, most of us are probably familiar with the idea that air pollution and smog can trigger allergies, can trigger asthma attacks, can exacerbate other respiratory conditions. But beyond that, what is the latest, you know, in the link between air pollution and health?
Well, as you say, most people accept that asthma can be either triggered or exacerbated by exposure to air pollution. And I think enough of us know asthmatics who get in trouble when the air pollution is bad. In the Bay Area where I live, people were having trouble during the wildfire in Sonoma and Napa in October, and it was very obvious to everyone that air pollution caused respiratory health effects. And there's also an important body of evidence that shows that traffic-related pollution, in particular fine particles, can cause adverse cardiovascular outcomes. What's newer and cutting edge are associations between exposure to air pollution and two other kinds of outcomes. One is obesity, which is an epidemic in our country, and diabetes, another epidemic in our country. And so obesity and diabetes are associated with air pollution exposure. Not that anybody thinks that air pollution causes obesity by itself or air pollution by itself causes diabetes, but they appear to be contributing factors. So a child that has problems with their weight and is also exposed to air pollution may do less well than a similar child who's not exposed to air pollution. There's increasing evidence to support that kind of link. Same thing with diabetes. The other new area is neurologic effects, brain effects, at both ends of the lifespan. There's evidence that cognitive development may be affected by air pollution in kids, and then cognitive decline for old people like me may also be affected by air pollution. Those new areas aren't, you know, the data aren't as rich as for air pollution and asthma or fine particles and cardiovascular disease, but there's increasing evidence, again, both for kids and adults, that these metabolic disorders, obesity and diabetes, are associated with air pollution exposure, and then neurodevelopment and neurodegeneration.
And so what's next for CHAPS?
Well, we have been studying this obesity, diabetes link with air pollution, and we hope to have a paper out soon from our 7-year-old cohort where we have seen association with some pollutants and body weight and hemoglobin A1C, which is a marker of glucose metabolism / diabetes, and even blood pressure. We've shown effects with exposure to pollution and blood pressure in our 7-year-olds. It's not like the 7-year-olds have high blood pressure, but air pollution exposure is associated with higher blood pressure in the 7-year-olds.
Well, Dr. John Balms, thank you so much.
Thank you.